שמה דאלט בייז יש מתן לצאת נויי צו זום בוקן גדיי לאטער אז נייט לייגער מן אויס אין דבוין לקוזל שמען דאס קריש דאט ער פיז דאט הום דאט וואן איז אלאוד צו טייק אאוט היז מאני אין אדער איידעמס דאט ער מוקט אין א האוס דאט איז בורנינג וואט דו איי גיט ביהיינד דעם קוז דאס האט ווי זיי דאט סאם איז וויט היז וואלט אנ איז אבאוט טו קומען צו שאבאס אנ איז גיינג ליב איז וואלט איז גיינג ווי זיי האבן זיין פאר הים טו ליב דער דייער צו די permitted certain types of Darabon in such and such a circumstance, so you shouldn't come to the Odeh Zeraita. So, what's over here, since the person is very bold on his money, and he's concerned that he's going to put out the fire, if you don't let him in the south of the Muksa, so they permitted him to be in the south of the Muksa. This is a Chiddush. Why? Because the person putting out the fire is also Darabon. It's the most stringent Darabon. Why is it Darabon? Because the Mlocha Shein is Yifu Gufa. In case where a Ganovim are coming and he wants to save his money, also, it's opinion for him to move his Muksa, so that if he permits the Muksa to hide it somehow, then he will not come to carry it into Rosh Hashanah. That's the opinion of the one that permits it. The Mokim say that he also shows the Muksa. But, Yesh Oishim. If you remember, Yehuda was out of the Tzvon, who said it's not from the Gishom, Yesh Yesh Oishim. And there's the opinion that says, that you're even last, not last, the Goy, to take your merchandise which is outside, and it started raining, you get damaged by the rain. The more stringent thing holds, now you're not allowed to even ask a goy to put away this muksa on Shabbos. The ones that are matter to me, south of muksa, is only in the situations where the person is totally overwhelmed by the situation, the fire raging, or there's an oven there, but if it's just raining on his choyra, then you cannot have a Jew move the merchandise away. That's not something which is so shocking to the person that made by accident to a malacha. And the ma'aser to a goy is definitely permitted. Malacha, underscore, since it's mokhan hefzid gobin, we remind the Rambam's opinion that you're allowed to ask a goy to do, is the rabbonim, the mokhan hefzid gobin. So, give el hikdil pas nekir lo yatsil pas hadro. He was matzil for high quality bread. In those days that was a white bread. Yeah, so he can't afterwards save also bread which is not on that quality of bread. The Ramah says Yesh Mekilim Avi She'enu. If he saves high quality bread, white bread, he cannot save bread that has a lot of the chaff mixed into it. But if he initially saves the poor quality bread because he didn't have better bread, then he is allowed to save the better bread.